This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I have a bittersweet feeling this morning.
Okay.
Because it's our final food fund of the year before we take a break for Thanksgiving next week, a week from today. And I love these food funds so much because we get to get out of the studio and play with you and you know, in person.
Yeah.
And this time we're at Fraser Farms in Vista. Our first time at Fraser Farms in Vista. And that's freaking awesome.
Yay.
Thank you, Vista, for representing.
We're going to be here until 9 o'clock this morning taking your non-perishable food donations for the San Diego Food Bank. This time of year especially, they need your help. Feeding hungry San Diegans, 400,000 a month.
I've got good news and bad news.
Okay.
The bad news, you're not going to hear another rendition this morning of the original song by Davy Rocket called Show Us Your Cans.
Okay.
Written exclusively for the food fund.
Yes.
But we are going to revisit a wonderful moment with our great friend and great musician, Davy Rocket.
This was a song that we wrote when we were first getting back into the building after the whole lockdown. And
okay.
Davy Rocket was outside the station. KSON loyal listeners helped out with some ideas for lyrics, and he wrote a Thanksgiving song.
Well, I take back what I said, but it looks like it's already been heard. My distant cousin's turning red, and he's looking like a man choking on a couple four-letter words. Lord bless this food while I address this dude. It's nothing new, just some different views. Red, blue, left, right, wrong, sandals or boots. Bring on the food, don't let anybody turn on the news. Amen. Well, if I should get the bigger side of this wishbone, I'll wish for you that missing out on your wishbone wish is the only wish you'll lose. Well, shoot, look at this beautiful bird. Mama worked so hard to cook, and she's still working. I'm 36 at the table for kids, all circling for that turkey. Now we're all stuffed like that bird with no room for thirds, smiling with our bellies full. All are content with the sole exception of the untouched cranberries in their lonely bowl. If I should get the bigger side of this wishbone, I'll wish for you. The missing out on your wishbone wish is the only wish you'll lose. Hey, Grandpa, crack me a beer. We'll sink off to the garage and we won't come out until the coast is clear. Merry Thanksgiving, you filthy animals.
The talent it takes to get to a room, I don't even know.
Yeah.
He didn't have that song written when he got to our studio. 20 minutes later, that was what we heard, and that was really freaking good. Happy Thanksgiving from Davy Rocket and KSON.
Again, non-perishable food donations, Fraser Farms in Vista. We're here until 9, and someone is going to win tickets to KSON's Country Fest, and someone is going to win tickets for Stagecoach.
And someone's also very apt to probably get a couple of warm hugs since we are 1 week away from Thanksgiving, and we're very, very happy about that. John and Tammy, our food fund at Fraser Farms in Vista on KSON. I got to tell you, I was dealing with a little guilt last night I was preparing to go out of town for the holiday, and I was going through my fridge.
Okay.
And, you know, if you're leaving for an extended period of time, you want to clear out the things that could go spoiled. And
yeah.
I'm thinking, who am I to be wasting food like this mm-hmm. when tomorrow you're going to Vista at Fraser Farms to collect food for people that would really love to have enough food where they can say, oh, should I take this or leave
yes.
this? That's
yeah.
not an option for them.
Correct. Correct. I understand that. And that's, you know, the reality of most of our lives that we do have food to eat, but there are people who are in a situation who are wondering, I don't know if I have enough to even make dinner, and we want to help change that, and that's why we're asking you to come to Fraser Farms in Vista. We'll be here until 9 o'clock. Make your non-perishable food item donations for the San Diego Food Bank, who, by the way, feed over 400,000 people a month. That includes the elderly and our military families and the working poor. These are people who are working hard, and sometimes they got to make that choice on eating or paying their electric bill.
And we know you don't need it. We've got a couple ways to entice you out here to Fraser Farms in Vista this morning. Number one, we've got an opportunity for you to win Country Fest or Stagecoach passes.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, there are two firefighters here,
uh-huh.
and I'm talking to the female demographic that listen to John and Tammy.
Yes, we're hoping that a truck is actually coming. And, of course, obviously, if something happens, they can't show up. But right now we have two fire investigators.
Oh, my goodness.
What a cool job that must be.
Very cool.
Right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, the smarts it must take
to do
that job.
I don't want those guys over here.
Why? Because they're young?
Okay, let me just start. The cool fire inspector.
Yes.
What kind of awesome job is that?
Yes.
How important is that to the
yeah.
city of Vista? Number
mm-hmm.
two, they're young. They got their whole lives ahead of them, for God's sake.
I know.
What, do they investigate fires at nursery schools? Seriously, what is that?
It's an easy bake oven fire.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Sally. You've got the wrong wattage light bulb in your easy bake oven.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, no disrespect.
No, of course not.
They're also super attractive, which is a drag for me.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many issues for me. Tammy, on the other hand, is putting a bib on.
Wow.
I mean, it is a food fund, after all. Come out to Fraser Farms in Vista. We'd love to say hello. We'd love to wish you a happy Thanksgiving in person. But most importantly, we'd love to unload the cans and cans and cans of food that you're bringing with for our John and Tammy Food Fund to benefit the San Diego Food Bank. Fraser Farms in Vista. 833-287-1037. Please call right now, because we want to get you on to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. This is your chance to get to see Kane Brown when he comes back to San Diego, and maybe you win $100 too. 833-287-1037. Call right now for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, as we are live in Vista and Fraser Farms for our John and Tammy Food Fund on KSON. One of the best things about being live on location is meeting listeners in person, and mm-hmm. one of them is, hello, what is your name?
Hi, this is Dawn.
Hi, Dawn, and you are a school teacher in Vista. Where do you teach?
I teach just up the road at Breeze Hill Elementary School off of Melrose.
And what grade do you teach?
I teach fourth grade.
Oh, that's a great age. Because kids at fourth grade, they're still loving school, right? You know, they still are excited to go every day, for the most part, I think.
Well, maybe we should ask you, is it a fun age?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you get a lot of ideas and thoughts. And
getting their independence, right?
Absolutely.
Starting to get more confidence
right.
in themselves. And forming independent thoughts.
Absolutely.
That's so cool. Man, my mom was a teacher too, and Tam and I both worship teachers, so it's really, really, really nice to meet you. And I have to imagine that you are about to take a break for Thanksgiving, right?
Yes. Today is our last day, and then we have a week off next week.
All right. So is today a movie day for the kids? Let's be honest.
No.
You're not working today. Come
but
on.
But now my kids, if they hear this, they'll know we're actually going to do some art today.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
Oh, love that.
A little bit of Claude Monet.
Oh, very
wow.
nice. I think it's Monet. No?
No, it is not.
I didn't pass fourth grade, miss.
You about got a detention for that, John.
By the way, Matt, props to you. A lot of times when someone comes up, and you just walked up with a donation, and thank you so much for that.
Oh,
we kind of what they call cold called you and said, come on the air with us.
No problem.
A lot of, I know, that's what I was about to commend you on. A lot of people are like, oh no, what do I say? You're like, give me the mic, let's go. Hey, what you got? Monet. Okay? Anyway, have a great school year, a wonderful Thanksgiving, and thanks for educating young minds.
Oh, you're welcome, and it's great meeting you both this morning.
Oh, very well. Thank
have
you.
Have a great Thanksgiving as well.
Thank you.
You do the
you
same.
Too.
Okay.
All right. John and Tammy, we are at Vista at Fraser Farms. We're really, really pleading for some canned food. We're looking for diapers. We're looking for formula. And if you want to drop a cash donation off, that's totally cool as well. We're also hooking you up, hopefully, with a pair of Country Fest tickets, Stagecoach passes as well. We know you don't need to be bribed for your love, but we'll do it anyway.
Yeah, we're here until 9 o'clock this morning. Fraser Farms in Vista, John and Tammy's Food Fund with KSON.
College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's check in with Donna in Bonita. Good morning, Donna. Happy Thursday. I'm sorry, happy Friday.
What?
I was going to say, please tell me it's Friday.
Right, I'm so sorry.
You scared her.
Please, can we send a medic to Donna's house? She's having a heart attack. I freaked her out. Donna, it's Friday today.
Happy Friday.
Thank you. We are at Fraser Farms in Vista for our food fund, and you are here for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Would you please banish Tammy to the parking lot?
Tammy, can you go take a break, please?
You bet. Actually, I'll film a little video.
Oh, Donna, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors at garagedoorandgatestore.com. Also want to remind you, Donna, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Yep.
Also want to remind you, if you're leaving for work, to dress warm because it's cold outside this morning, at least in Vista, man. All right, here we go. Donna, Jamie Lee Curtis turns 65 today. What classic horror film franchise did she star in?
Friday the 13th.
Jeff Bridges called Morgan Wallen Morgan Whalen when presenting the Entertainer of the Year Award at the CMAs earlier this week. True or false? Jeff Bridges is an Oscar winner.
True.
Who can forget Barbenheimer? The mixture of Barbie and Oppenheimer. The weekend we've got Glicked and the mixture of Gladiator 2 and Wicked this weekend. Who played Barbie in Barbie?
Oh, what is her name? Oh, my gosh, I can picture her. I can't think of her name.
All right. Ellen DeGeneres has reportedly moved to England with her wife after finding a home they loved in the countryside. Who's Ellen's wife?
Portia de Rossi.
And finally, Jerry Seinfeld's nemesis from the series Seinfeld can't get work now because he's too skinny. This character was a mailman. What was his character's name?
Newman.
Oh, you said it right, too. Let's get Tam back over here. Oh, my God. Tammy's flirting with firefighters, so good luck with that happening. Can someone pry Tammy from the firefighters and bring her back? Get a crowbar. Get her away from them.
She's drooling.
Oh, I see it. I see it just
Sorry,
in time.
I was a little distracted.
Yeah, we all know.
When firemen show up, you go shake their hands.
I literally just watched you do the entire shake their hands. Yeah, okay. Donna did 3 out of 5 today, Tam.
Nice job, Donna.
Tammy, Jamie Lee Curtis turns 65 today. What classic horror film franchise did she star in?
Halloween.
Is correct. Unfortunately, Donna went with Friday the 13th, unfortunately for Donna. So it's 1-0, Tammy. Jeff Bridges called Morgan Wallen Morgan Whalen when presenting the Entertainer of the Year Award at the CMAs earlier this week. True or false? Jeff Bridges is an Oscar winner.
I would say true.
That is true. Ironically playing a country singer, but still doesn't know Morgan Wallen's name. All right, it's 2-1 because Donna knew that. Who can forget Barbenheimer, the mixture of Barbie and Oppenheimer, the weekend when we have Glicked, the mixture of Gladiator 2 and Wicked? Who played Barbie in Barbie?
Margot Robbie.
Oh, Donna's going to react. Couldn't come up with the name. I know. I was waiting for it. 3-1, Tammy. Tammy, Ellen DeGeneres has reportedly moved to England with her wife after finding a home they loved in the countryside. Who's Ellen's wife?
Portia de Rossi.
Any chance Ellen also moved out of the country because people just don't like her here very much anymore?
Well, she said in her last stand-up special, I was canceled out of Hollywood.
Yeah. Well, there might have been a reason why, according to those that she worked with. 4-2, Tammy. And finally, Tam, Jerry Seinfeld's nemesis from the series Seinfeld can't get work now because he's too skinny. He was a mailman. What was his name?
Newman.
All right. Both of you in character. Well done. Clean sweep for Tammy today, Donna. So you're not going to get any of her money, but we do have a great prize for you.
You have a pair of tickets now to go see Kane Brown March 13th at Pechanga Arena.
Yes. I'm so excited.
Oh, that's awesome, Donna. Have a great day. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Happy Thanksgiving. And before you leave, we have this for you to say.
Hi, I'm Donna and Benita, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
John and Tammy's Food Fund. We're having a good time at Fraser Farms in Vista. Donations are coming in. We'd love to see you come in with stacks and stacks of canned goods, peanut butter, baby wipes. Diapers are huge.
Yeah, we just had a big donation of diapers and wipes, which was just wonderful. And formula, too, we can take as well. Also, make sure you bring, like, oh my gosh, what is wrong with me? Sorry, Justin.
There's two firefighters standing in front of you. That's why. Maybe we also have...
Oh my God.
Okay. Why don't you go take a break?
Yes. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
I'd like to say hello to the Vista firefighters that are here with us. What is your name, sir?
Hi, my name is Zachary Basin, fire inspector, investigator with the Vista Fire Department.
Hi, Zachary. And what is your name, sir?
It's Topping, also fire inspector, fire investigator with the city of Vista.
Dude, you're a fire investigator. Stop looking so nervous. I'm just a DJ, bro. I'm just a DJ. And apparently I'm standing in a hole next to you guys. What the hell? Is there a height requirement to do what you guys do? Or are you just really, really tall?
Genetics.
Genetics.
He looks at me like, too bad for you.
All right, just real quickly, what made you decide to become a fire investigator?
Oh, wow. I just love helping out the community. In my line of work, we get to go out in the community, be proactive, and make sure things are safe before the fire occurs. So we're there before and after. So our firefighters come in during the fire, put it out, and we're there inspecting things, making sure it's all up to code. And then if a fire does occur, we investigate it. So it's really cool what we do.
So guys, obviously you have a very important job, but I have to imagine even more rewarding for you is like going to a school or even like an event like this where a small kid comes up to you and obviously looks way up at you and says, just wow, I want to be a firefighter just like you. That must just mean the world to you.
Yeah, we do take on that role. We have stickers, we have events that we go out and we have programs to encourage Community Vista to get involved. We have different paths in the fire service, inspector, EMT, paramedic, so we're all about community.
So I think at one point, at least speaking from as a little boy, like every little guy wants to be a firefighter at one time, or is just fascinated by that. And to this day, I live in Carlsbad Village. To this day, if I see a fire truck go down and it's got its lights on, I want to follow that truck. I want to see what's going down. Does that ever end for you guys? I mean, do you guys still get that rush? Like, I gotta see what's happening. Is it like for you guys? I mean, come on, just another day at the office.
Yeah, no, we always whenever we hear those sirens go off or wherever we see the lights going. You know, we always get that rush, and we're super excited. So, yeah, it's a little different for us, but yeah, it's great.
I had the opportunity a couple of years ago to participate in some fire training with a group of female firefighters, which was one of the coolest things I have ever done. And I just want to say, if you're ever looking for volunteers to help out in a situation like that, I'm here for you. So.
Gentlemen, thank you. Thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Thank you. I don't live in Vista, but I know Vista is a safer community thanks to you guys and the men and women in your department. So thank you so much for being out here and supporting our food fund, okay?
Awesome. Well, thank you for having us. We appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. You did it, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Fraser Farms in Vista until 9 o'clock this morning, taking your non-perishable food donations for the San Diego Food Bank. And remember, you can win KSON Country Fest tickets and Stagecoach 2. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Now that you nailed. Vista is where we are. Fraser Farms. Thank you, Fraser Farms, by the way, for helping us out with all three of our food funds, man. The one in La Mesa, the one in Oceanside, and the one in Vista. I mean, come on. Anything you need for Thanksgiving, Fraser Farms, and has the best salad bar in the history of salad bars. Don't even bother looking it up. It's a fact.
Okay, I won't, but I do know I'm going to do a lot of shopping when we're done here.
What you're going to see in Fraser Farms is a plethora of food, an embarrassment of riches when it comes to food. And sadly, there are so many people in San Diego County that don't have that, and they don't even talk about it because they're embarrassed or they got to pay a bill and sort of feed themselves.
Right.
And again, just walk by a garbage can and see all the discarded food and say, how is that possible? But it is. And that's why we're doing this, and we'll do it until we don't have to anymore. David is the interim GM of the North County San Diego Food Bank. It's nice to meet you.
Well, thank you for coming out and chatting with us for a bit. And sometimes people are a little maybe not sure who the food bank is helping.
So all the food from the food drives are helping people in the community. Some people aren't aware that San Diego Food Bank has a Vista location. We have the San Diego Food Bank North County, which is located off Sycamore. So all this food helps the agencies who support the rest of the community, not just throughout the holiday season, but throughout the year as well.
We're talking about military families. We're talking about elderly. We're talking about people that have jobs, but just, again, times are tough and they're struggling.
And it's expensive here.
It is expensive. And people shouldn't have to say, should I pay my rent or should I go get groceries? That shouldn't be an option. It should be, I'm going to do both. But
absolutely.
And that's why we're here. What do people need to bring?
So basically, any non-perishable items, tuna, protein, also too, just to think about anything with a pop top, so people who are facing housing insecurities as well, that it's easy for them to access food in a can that way.
Oh,
dried anything, please no glass jars, because those can break sometimes, but any items like that.
All right, perfect.
Dave, turn around right now. There's a family with three small kids. They're all bringing bags of canned food. Isn't that beautiful, baby?
Yeah.
That is awesome.
I love it.
Sorry, I just called you baby. I feel so good right now.
Fraser Farms in Vista until 9 o'clock today. Also, remember, we're giving away a pair of tickets for KSON's Country Fest and also a pair of passes for Stagecoach 2.
Do you think there's ever a time I can't embarrass myself?
That's all right.
I don't know. Dave, it's nice to meet you, pal. Thanks for what you do. Let us know if you ever need anything from us, okay?
Perfect. All right. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
We are John and Tammy at our food fund in Vista. Fraser Farms, to be exact. This has become quite the hot spot this morning.
It really has been.
And probably because we got some pro athletes in town.
It could be.
San Diego Seals are with us. The San Diego Seals Sirens are also with us. Let's give it up for the San Diego Seals. World's only professional lacrosse league is right here in San Diego, and Team Captain Wes is with us. Good morning, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Really nice to have you here. I got to ask you a question right off the bat. I want you to be honest with me, okay?
All right.
Uh-oh.
What is it like to be a professional athlete in San Diego? And don't hold back. Tell me. I mean, I want everything. I want everything, man.
We're pretty spoiled here, especially in our league. Most of the teams are Rochester, Albany, that kind of area. Right. So for us to be outside practicing and, you know, get to go in the ocean after practice and do that kind of stuff, it's pretty pretty spoiled. Okay. Everybody else is in a blizzard usually in the winter.
Single man?
No.
See, that's what he was looking for.
We got a lot of young guys on the team though. That's they do well.
I'm the only person who wants to know what it's like to be a male professional athlete in San Diego. I'm the only one, right? Apparently, yes, in this crowd I am.
Yes, yes.
In fact, several mothers are taking their kids away from here right now. I'm sorry. So, Wes, you're Canadian.
That's
so
right.
So next Thursday is just next Thursday for you. It's not Thanksgiving.
No, we celebrate Thanksgiving. I've been down here for a long time in San Diego, and I usually go to my buddy's house. Probably 8 straight years now, but they're going up north, so we'll do a thing with all the guys in town and do kind of like a Canadian-American Thanksgiving on Thursday.
Where in Canada are you from?
Just outside of Vancouver called Coquitlam.
Okay.
Must be beautiful up there, huh?
It's gorgeous. This time of year, not so much, though. A lot of rain, but the summer's awesome.
It's not super cold there, right, in Vancouver?
No, Vancouver doesn't get too cold. My family's from Prince George, which is about a 10-hour drive north of Vancouver, and it's minus 25 there right now.
Oh, so now?
They got a cold front. Yeah,
that's a cold front. That's hell.
Yeah, it's not so good. It's fun. You can go outside and play hockey on the lakes and do all that kind of stuff in snowmobile, but that kind of cold weather gets old.
How long living in San Diego was it before you actually ever felt cold?
That's
a great question.
You definitely lose it. I try to get out in the ocean like this without a wetsuit and acclimate a little bit before you get... And if I go home and then everybody's calling you soft because you're in a parka and it's not that cold out.
I was just telling...
Look at me with my wool mittens on today.
When I get done, I'm jumping on the plane back to Minnesota, and I was saying...
Yeah, that's cold.
For the holiday, and I was thinking, if my friends saw me here in San Diego with a freaking... puffer jacket on and jeans and like what happened to John? They probably wouldn't.
You lose it pretty quickly, but it is funny seeing people at the beach with a huge parka on and it's like
you know they're natives.
Degrees, yeah.
So let's talk about the upcoming San Diego Seals season. Single tick sales are available at the website. How psyched are you for the upcoming season, bro? You guys ready?
Oh yeah, we're excited. We've got a couple new free agents that we're pretty excited about too. Ben McIntosh, who I got to play with growing up, and Rob Hellier and Ryan Benesch, and we got a bunch of Zach Currier too. So we got 4 or 5 guys and some good rookies that are going to be a big part of this team.
All right.
Well, we're looking forward to coming out. I believe we're coming out in January to see you guys, because as of right now, the closest I've ever been to lacrosse is using the lacrosse balls at the gym to work out a knot in my upper back. But have you never done that?
No, I got whacked in the head with a stick, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which explains a lot. What? I did. Okay. My daughter's boyfriend, when in high school, is a lacrosse player, and I got too close once. I got knocked in the crown. What are you going to do?
And he's still walking after hitting.
He shouldn't be walking. Okay. Not because of that. We're not going to talk about that.
All right.
Good luck in the upcoming season. The San Diego Seals, San Diego Seals Sirens are with us as well. Good luck in the upcoming season, man.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us this morning. We are in Vista just until 9 o'clock, taking your non-perishable food donations for the San Diego Food Bank and also getting you signed up to win KSON Country Fest tickets and Stagecoach tickets as well.
Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Brian, who's in Ramona. What's going down, Brian?
No, not much. You know, work day, Friday.
All right. Well, it is Friday. We are at Fraser Farms in Vista for our John and Tammy Food Fund. And so do me a favor, Brian, would you please kick Tammy to the Fraser Farms parking lot while we get this college thing taken care of?
Hey, Tammy, you gotta go.
Oh, yes, somebody does.
Oh, Brian, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store on Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garagedoorandgatestore.com. Want to remind you, pal, all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
AMC theaters are warning people not to sing along to Wicked. This is because of the Taylor Swift concert movie based on her recent tour. What was that tour called?
I don't know. I'm not a Swiftie.
Okay. Lady Gaga, Green Day, and Post Malone will headline Coachella 2025. What current movie is Gaga a co-star in?
Oh my gosh. Oh, my mind is drawing a blank.
Fireball is selling Christmas stockings that are loaded with booze. Fireball booze is what flavor?
Cinnamon.
Simon Cowell and the members of One Direction were at Liam Payne's funeral this week. How many members were in One Direction?
Four.
UpRocks.com decided to rank the 100 best hits of the century so far. At number three, was All Too Well by what artist?
Not sure on that one.
Michael Bublé is a current judge on this season's The Voice. He and his playoff team mentor just released an original Christmas song called Maybe This Christmas. Which country female star is Bublé's playoff team mentor?
Reba McEntire.
Let's get Tam back in.
Damn it!
So, Brian, what you got going on today, pal?
Just working.
And what do you do?
I'm an HVAC tech in Ramona.
Gotcha. Brian, Tammy today did 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Tammy, AMC theaters are warning people not to sing along to Wicked. Mm-hmm. This is because of the Taylor Swift concert movie based on her recent tour. What was that tour called?
Eras.
Eras is right. Now, don't worry, Wicked fans, Wicked maniacs. They are going to do sing-along versions of the movie. That won't start till after Christmas, though. Or, I'm sorry, on Christmas.
Right.
I know entirely too much about Wicked. Thanks, Jessica. It's one to another. Tammy, Lady Gaga, Green Day, and Post Malone will headline Coachella 2025. What current movie is Gaga a co-star in?
That Joker, La Duel Cage, whatever it's called. Yeah. Second Joker.
Joker Part Boo. That's what I call it. So, did you see it, Brian?
I haven't seen it, but I knew it. I just couldn't get it.
Here's my review. Don't bother. It's 2-0, Tammy. Oh, it's horrible. Just horrible. Fireball is selling Christmas stockings that are loaded with booze.
Yeah.
Oh, we just lost Tammy. She's ran. Fireball booze is what flavor?
It's cinnamon.
Yeah. That, Brian, had no problem with. 3-1, Tammy. Simon Cowell and the members of One Direction were at Liam Payne's funeral this week. How many members were in One Direction?
Five?
Five is right. Unfortunately, Brian went with four, so it's now 3-1, Tammy. Tammy, UpRocks.com decided to rank the 100 best hits of the century so far. Of the century.
Wow.
At number three was All Too Well by this artist.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, it just dawned on me that I had two Taylor Swift-ish questions in the college, and Brian warned me earlier. I'm not a Swiftie, pal, so sorry about that, Brian. I realized as I asked that question that I was, oh, man, Brian's not going to like this one. All right, it's now 4-1, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Michael Bublé is a current judge on this season's The Voice. He and his playoff team member just released an original Christmas song, Maybe This Christmas.
Okay.
Which country female star is Bublé's playoff team member?
Reba.
I'm Reba. All right, Brian did know that. Clean sweep for Tam today, Brian, by a score of 5-2. So you're not going to get her money, bro, but we have a wonderful prize for you.
You are going to see Kane Brown. He is at Pechanga Arena on March 13th.
Excellent.
All right, Brian, have a wonderful weekend. We appreciate you. Before you leave, unfortunately, I do have to have you say this.
Hey, I'm Brian of Ramona, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
John and Tammy's Food Fund. I mean, I don't know how many times I need to reiterate how great it is to be on location so we can actually see you in person and thank you and hug you and say happy Thanksgiving and thank you so much for helping us support San Diego's food insecure by donating to John and Tammy's Food Fund for the San Diego Food Bank.
And real quickly, you can sign up too to win tickets for KSON's Country Fest and Stagecoach. And we're at Fraser Farms in Vista until 9 o'clock this morning. And a familiar face joining us, one of our favorite guys. I think we've known you since the very first day we started here in San Diego. San Diego.
That's probably right, Mike.
You know, Marine Mike Harris. I know you're never, you're once a Marine, you're always a Marine. You're not retired, but you have chosen now, instead of serving your country, you are now serving your community with your Toys for Tots charity drive.
That's true. This is our 11th year doing it.
Wow.
We're actually be starting over in front of Indian of El Cajon and Moto World.
Oh, yeah, sure.
We've got the whole parking lot. So that not only means that we have the motorcycles starting there, but now we've got some of our car groups starting there also.
Perfect.
So how many vehicles are we talking total, you think, Mike?
As many as we can get.
Okay. Yeah. And then what happens? You guys all meet up and then tell everybody what goes down.
We've got Heartland Fire coming over. They're bringing over their ladder truck out of La Mesa. They're going to fly the big American flag that we're going to be able to go underneath. We're going to head down to Del Mar Racetrack for Day of Races.
People are invited to come out, join you guys, bring a new unwrapped toy.
Yes. We'll have the Marines there. We'll also have sailors from the 4th Medical Battalion. They'll be collecting not only new unwrapped toys, but also cash donations, because when they run out of toys in certain age, they can go and say, we need $5,000, boys, 3 through 5.
Right.
They give them the $5,000, pick it up, put it back in their bins, and they're good to go.
So this Sunday, it kicks off at what time?
We're going to be over Indian of El Cajon. That's 345 Magnolia Avenue. We'll be there at 8 o'clock. We'll be kickstands up at 10:15. Car clubs will be leaving roughly at 10:45 down to Del Mar. Del Mar Racetrack opens up at 11. First race starts right after 12.
Kickstands up, by the way, means they're hitting the road, Tammy. I just want to let you know.
John, hey, don't pretend. I know.
My Schwinn had an impressive kickstand. Now knock it off.
In John's case, it's parking brake off.
Okay.
I was about to give you a compliment now, but now you're going to go get bent.
All right, Mike.
I'm joking. You know, listen, there are good people, and then there are people like you, man, who just make good people want to be better. So thank you for dedicating what you've done. You know, you served our country, and now you're serving the community, as Tammy said so well, and it really means a lot to call you friend and to have you include us in your toy drive. So thank you, brother.
I always welcome you guys, you know, and it's like, even though I moved to Arizona, San Diego is my home.
Thank you,
San Diego,
Mike.
2024 Toys for Tots event.
Love it.
This is beautiful, man. Indian Motorcycle. This Sunday, Del Mar Racetrack. Do your part. Help out the kids that don't have any toys this holiday season. Mike Harris, thank you, pal.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. In the meantime, the giving continues at Fraser Farms Vista for our John and Tammy Food Fund. Man, Thanksgiving season rocks, doesn't it?
It totally does. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
I think I'm kind of sad to say it's our final break today.
I know.
Our final food fund of the season to benefit the San Diego Food Bank, John and Tammy at Fraser Farms in Vista. And, man, you represented again. Thank you so much.
You bet. And we just have a few more minutes here to take your non-perishable food item donations for the San Diego Food Bank, who feeds over 400,000 San Diegans every month. And that includes the elderly. Yes, the elderly and military families and the working poor. So thank you ahead of time for making your donations.
Sorry about that. We're going to wrap up this morning by thanking a few people, first of all, thanking Fraser Farms for helping us out with our food fund this year. Thanking so many of you for coming out with your non-perishable foods. The beautiful families we saw this morning bringing their kids out of bed before they go to school with cans of food and diapers and baby wipes, and it's just a beautiful thing to see. Our job, and happy Thanksgiving. We're going to leave you with musician Davey Rocket performing a Thanksgiving song. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show. Happy Thanksgiving from our food fund on KSON.
Well, I take back what I said, but it looks like it's all. It's already been heard. My distant cousin's turning red, and he's looking like a man choking on a couple four-letter words. Lord bless this food while I address this dude. It's nothing new, just some different views. Red, blue, left, right, wrong, sandals or boots. Bring on the food, don't let anybody turn on the news. Amen. If I should get the bigger side of this wishbone, I'll wish for you that missing out on your wishbone wish is the only wish you'll lose. Well, shoot, look at this beautiful bird. Mama worked so hard to cook, and she's still working. I'm 36 at the table for kids, all circling for that turkey. Now we're all stuffed like that bird with no room for thirds, smiling with our bellies full. All are content with the sole exception of the untouched cranberries in their lonely bowl. If I should get the bigger side of this wishbone, I'll wish for you. The missing out on your wishbone wish is the only wish you'll lose.
Hey, Grandpa, crack me a beer. We'll sneak off to the garage and we won't come out until the coast is clear. Merry Thanksgiving, you filthy animals.